We're excited tonight to hear our first speaker, and we certainly thank the Lord. We certainly thank the Lord for Pastor Robert Hart. I'm going to talk a little bit about you, so you have to sit down for a minute. He thinks if he stands up, I won't talk much, so he's right. That's why I told him to sit down. Amen. I certainly appreciate Pastor Robert Hart. He is one of the most influential men in my life. He's been a blessing to me over the years, and I certainly thank the Lord for it. I was talking to him just a minute ago. This coming October, he will have spent 19 years back in Pine Bluff, where he started the Grace Independent Baptist Church. Talk about somebody who was always bent back towards Pine Bluff. Never forgot where he came from, always had a burden. God had saved him out of a life of traditionalism, and God had given him a burden and a passion, gave him a great godly wife and now children, and he always wanted to go back to Pine Bluff, the place where nobody else wanted to go. He's always had a servant's heart, always been mindful of other people, always been a sacrificial servant, been a selfless giver. We tell the story about him wearing holes in his shoes because he gave so much to missions that he couldn't afford to buy dress shoes. He's always been that, worked at two jobs as a youth pastor and then was investing in the lives of us as young people, having us over his home, and always, always a blessing. And then God sent him back to Pine Bluff, and where he has served faithfully in an area that is not easy, but God's placed a burden on his heart, and his heart has been there, and he's done a great job in Pine Bluff for the cause of Christ. And I certainly thank the Lord for his children, and had the chance to watch them now grow up and serve the Lord with them in the ministry. They're all active and involved, great assets in the ministry at Grace Independent Baptist Church. Really have nothing negative to say about Pastor Robert Hart. He's one of my favorite people to talk to. And I like his last name because it describes him. He's a man that serves God from his heart. I know that he'll bless our hearts as he comes to preach. He's always been a blessing to me when he preaches. He preaches just what we need and preaches it where we can understand it and be ministered to. So let's welcome tonight for our first message tonight, Wednesday night, Pastor Robert Hart, pastor of the Grace Independent Baptist Church in Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
All right. Yeah, I was trying to get Kenny to hear up on that. Induction, amen. I tell you what, I have much appreciation for over the 20 years have had opportunity to preach in the COBA meeting. And that really is a privilege, and I mean that. Not just saying that, but I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Never thought that God would allow me this opportunity and privilege, and I appreciate God for that. I'm trying, you know how I do. I'm trying not to cry, amen. Well, amen. You know, it's always a joy to come back. You know, even though we have a COBA meeting here, this is home for us. And it's always good for us to come home. And I thank God, you know, just a lot of memories in this place. And, you know, I tell the story many times of when we was up there at the very top. And Brother Pastor Clint Patterson, Pastor Ted Patterson, though they were the ones that did all the drilling with the nails. And I wasn't good at that kind of stuff, carpentry work, but I can hold a sheetrock up. And I never forget, we was on this Skype, and we really were doing some illegal stuff at that time. If safety had come in, we probably would have got a red flag. And with probably 2 men of us on that scaffold, I don't know if you remember that, Brother Clint, and they had me up there holding it. I was at the very top holding it. And I promise you, that scaffold started rocking this way. And it was by the grace of God. I thought I was going to die in the house of God. And I'll never forget, somehow it leaned back and we got it up, and I was so glad to come down. But just remember the memories that we had, and just hard to believe that time have gone so fast. And I appreciate God for my family. This past Sunday, my wife and I had an opportunity to celebrate 23 years. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. 20,
23 years. Boy, time moved fast. Thank God for my wonderful children. They somewhere. I see Joy. I don't see Joseph and Joshua, but they somewhere around here. Hope I see you. I see Joe back there. Amen. But I appreciate God for my wonderful children that he have given my wife and I. And thank God so very much. Amen. Well, amen. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 15, verse 16. We're going to get on and get to the message. Just share some things that God has put on my heart. And as I've been given the subject, we have seen the Lord in our walk, a commitment to biblical holiness. Amen. Amen. Let's see if we can handle that. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 15 and verse number 16, it says, "But as he which have called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." And we know that's lifestyle. "Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to come and to stand in this pulpit here at the Crossroads Baptist Church and preach the word of God. Father, I pray that Jesus Christ will get all the glory, all the praise that he so richly deserves. And I ask you, your Lord, to be with me and help me, Father, to do that which you have, Lord, asked of me to do. Thank you, dear Lord, for this time you give us. Be with us now in a very special way. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen. You know, when I say this, for over 20 years, being a part of COBA and watching COBA and being around these COBA men over the last 20 years, I believe I can say that I have seen over the 20 years and coming up under my pastor, Dr. Lewis Baldwin, that we have tried to honor this scripture in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. Not to say that we've been men of perfection, but we've tried to honor that. And for me personally, that means a whole lot because, as was said on last night, as Pastor Mike Baldwin put it, that I was one of the ones that had come up in traditionalism there in the black community of America and grew up in church. So it wasn't I was one that grew up in church. And I can tell you that holiness wasn't something that was being honored. Matter of fact, there was more emphasis on emotionalism than it was holiness. And so I'm so grateful being a part of the COBA movement and being a part of the COBA conference and that men here and people here have really tried to honor the holiness of God, have tried to have the holiness in our walk and to be committed to this thing of biblical holiness. You see, our walk is our testimony. You see, people have to see the holiness of God in our lives. You know, I tell my people all the time back home that the world is not ignorant. Amen. Let me say it again. The world is not ignorant. You know, matter of fact, I believe lost folks have a better understanding of the holiness of God than folks are saved. You know, to be honest with you, it may not hurt every now and then to bring some in the church and to give God's people an explanation of what holiness is. You know, it's amazing to me how so many Christians, you know, want to argue with you and ready to fight you on the holiness of God. You know, it just amazes me. You know, lost folks, you know, they're on the job. When a man or a woman you're working there with, you see that you're trying to honor holiness. Now, hear what I say, because not everybody that say they honor holiness on the job. But when you have a Christian that's trying to do that, you know, even they will say a curse word and say, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, preacher. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to curse in front of you. I mean, you know, they understand that God is holy. Amen. You know, I tell my folks this all the time. I tell them, I say, listen to me. When that man walking outdoors from the nightclub, he's not coming here to see the nightclub. Amen. Amen. Hey, ladies. The men that God, they trying to get away from, they ain't want to come to church and see the same women. They have some sense of mind of what holiness is. That's why they come. They expect something different. Boy, I like this. A commitment to biblical holiness. Well, I thank God for that. But I'm telling you, that meant something to me because growing up, you just didn't see that. That wasn't emphasized. That wasn't the importance. We find here in 1 Peter, in chapter 1, in verse 15 and verse 16, boy, we're challenged about something. We're challenged as God's people to pursue God's holiness. I like that. God is challenging us. I love what he says here. He says, he challenged us to be holy. He said, for I am holy. Amen. I love the standard that God set. Amen. Hey, I'm God. Look at me, amen. And Pastor Kenny Ball says what? Hey, I'm God. I'm high and lifted up. Look at me. Hey, this is the standard that we must follow. Hey, this is who I am. I'm holy. Amen. Hey, be like me. Amen. Pursuing the holiness of God. Boy, that's our challenge every day of our lives to pursue the holiness of God. It's to be like him. I tell you what, that'll help us. Boy, too many times we got our eyes on the wrong thing. Amen. Too many times we got our eyes on people. And things. Instead of God. Oh, look, let me tell you something. When we get our eyes on the holiness of God and who he is, let me tell you something. Hey, that'll make all the difference in who you are. Or who you think you are. Boy, commitment to biblical holiness. But we're talking about this thing of pursuing the holiness of God. The challenge we have to pursue God's holiness. A commitment to biblical holiness. In our walk, in our lifestyle, all that we do to be like God. And I like that. Hey, God said to be like him. Amen. To be like him. That's who we're striving to be. Like him. Something about when we pursue the holiness of God. And Pastor Kenny talked about it. I'm going to take a little bit from it, brother. That in that passage of scripture in Isaiah. In chapter 6, 1 through 8. There are some things in that passage of scripture that I think as we pursue the holiness of God, why that is so important. Why it's so important that in this conference, why it's so important that in this movement, that we keep our eyes on God. Why is that so important? First of all, when there's pursuit of God's holiness, there's an honoring of God. We saw Isaiah. Isaiah honored God. Oh, you say, why? Why is that so important? Let me say something here. Sometimes, I'm going to say it. Some people may not say it. Too spiritual to say it, but I'm going to say it. See, sometimes in conferences or in movements, hey, sometimes there's a tendency to compete. See, sometimes there's a tendency to compare, or to be critical, or to scrutinize. Well, let me tell you something. I've been pastoring long enough to have seen this. And, you know, sometimes people that may not be as faithful in the church, though they may come every now and then, they may not be as faithful. I've noticed what they'll do. They never go and befriend with them folks that are faithful. Uh-huh. They don't. You know, they always go find those that either like them or less than they are. Amen. You know, we had a guy who I heard this and it just baffles me. That he was talking about maybe he heard us mention about visitation and going on door knocking. So he wanted to get a part of it, but now he wasn't faithful. Well, he gonna go talk to somebody who ain't come to visitation. Well, that baffled me. And he got the answer he wanted. I had got to word, you know, that visitation wasn't all that important. You know, I was, you know, I'll try if I can. Yeah. Hey, you know what I'm saying is, hey, sometimes in conferences and movements, hey, sometimes we get our eyes on people sometimes. And we got to, like, hey, preachers, we got to watch out. See, it's easy to come here and try to find out the guy's ministry ain't going too well. That, hey, that's who I'm gonna get around. Talk about mine. Brag a little bit about mine. Hey, see, when you pursue the holiness of God, see, it's all about Him. Amen. See, it's all about Him. Because, see, when you go after God's holiness, you'll find out, hey, you're not what you think you are anyway. All of a sudden, you find out your ministry ain't what you think it is anyway. Amen. Hey, let me tell y'all something. You know what I love about COBA? I'm going to tell you. You know what I love about COBA? Because, see, when you come in here, once again, I've been pastoring long enough to know that. See, I've been in it long enough to know that in the ministry, you have up times and you have down times. Now, see, it's easy when you're going through an up time to talk about it. But you can always know when a man going to a down time, he ain't saying much. But what I love about the movement here, it ain't about trying to brag on your ministry. Amen. It ain't a place here where you're trying to uplift and brag on all what you're doing. Amen. Matter of fact, when you come in here, that one guy that you finally got after so many years that you ready to brag on, you find out somebody here got about five of them. More. Amen. Oh, one thing about pursuing, one thing about being committed to the biblical holiness, there's an honoring of God. Amen. There's an honoring of God. Oh, I love what it says in 1 Chronicles 29:11. It says, "Thine, O Lord, is the greatest, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and in the earth is thine." Amen. It says, "Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. Thou art exalted as head above all." Amen. Above all. Amen. He's the greatest. Hey, we're here to honor Him. We're here to get our eyes on Him. Hey, that's what I love about the choir. I love this choir. We trying to be like them. We just a generic brand down the time, but we're trying to be like. Oh, I love, boy, the songs that lift up who he is. But did you hear that song tonight? Boy, I can't get it. I got it in my mind. You know, omnipotent and holy. I don't know, you know, but it was good. Amen. Hey, I love when the crowd pursuing after his holiness and who he is. Hey, I tell you, I'm sorry. How can you sit still? When you talk about the God that we serve, the great God, and who he is, and that, hey, he's a living, he's high and lifted up. He's above all. Oh, this glorious God, hey, that looked down and saw us and have loved us and cared for us and died for us. Amen. And boy, I tell my folks all the time, not only did he forgive, he forgave all our sins. And boy, the day when I accepted Christ and received my Lord and say, I will never ever have to spend one day in hell, never have to worry about dying and going to hell because of the great God we serve. Amen. Boy, because of his holiness and who he is, that you tell me I'm going to stand before God one day and God's going to look at me as if I'd never sinned in my life and tell me to come on in. Man, what a great God we serve, amen. Whoo. Well, he's holy. He's holy. Amen. Hey, that's why we need to pursue out his holiness. Get eyes off of people. Get eyes. Hey, look at him, amen. All of him. Amen. Well, honor him for who he is. Boy, he's pure. He's powerful. Oh, he's precious. Praise God for him. Amen. Not only here, but that's what happened to Isaiah. The Bible says, see, Isaiah got in on that thing of holiness. He got close on holiness. He got in on that thing. And boy, Isaiah understood. He understood who God was. High and lifted up, pursuing God's holiness. Oh, being committed to biblical holiness. You know, I said something a moment ago, but I just thought about this. I said this. This thing of holiness is so important. Without it, there is no success. Without it, there is no success. Boy, God, what do you think about me? Amen. God, what do you think about me? Amen. I don't know about you, but God, I don't want to just say it. God, I don't want to just talk it. God, I want to mean it. God, I want to, God, you know, we're human and yes, we have a flesh and sometimes it's so easy to come in the meetings and you know, we all like the accolades and you know, we all like folks to pat us on the back and we all like that. But God, help me, God, to get away from that. God, it don't matter, God, what folks think and what people say. What matters is, God, is what you think, God, and what you say. Amen. God, I'm going to have to answer to you. Boy, when you pursue God's holiness, not only as an honor to God, but something else happened too, as we heard the other night. Boy, that's a humility towards God. Boy, that thing humbled Isaiah. And by the way, when you look at God's word, when you see God's men get in the holiness of God and get around holiness, it humbles them. Well, they find out something about themselves. And, you know, and God, hey, God hadn't changed. Boy, hey, that's why it's important, Lord, that we pursue biblical holiness. Hey, we pursue it. We go after it. Hey, because, hey, we need that. Because when we go after the holiness of God, you know what? We'll find out how nothing we are. You know our biggest problem sometimes? We walk around like we somebody. Well, I think about old Nebuchadnezzar. And I love preaching that message sometimes on Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar was proud as he want to be. And God, until God got a hold of him. Bible said God took his mind from him. That he had the mind of an animal. An animal. And that he was grazing in the field like an animal. Had grown his hair long and his fingernails. Had the mind of an animal. Thought he was some horse or cow or something. Are they eating grass in the field?
But then after 7 years, God gave him his mind back. Boy, I tell you what, it don't hurt. It don't hurt any of us to read that account of Nebuchadnezzar. Boy, I think about here in Genesis in chapter 4 and verse 34 and verse 35. It says, at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praise and honor him that liveth forever, whose dominion is everlasting dominion. His kingdom is from generation to generation. Now listen to this. He said, verse 35, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. Mm. Boy, that tear down some of our ego. And he doeth according to the will in the arm of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doeth thou? Boy, what humility. I tell you, as you get close to the holes of God, the more you realize how nothing you are. Amen. You know, sometimes we're around pouting and we're upset and we're mad and we're angry. Well, be careful. Sometimes we forget who's in charge. Sometimes we forget who is in control. Amen. Well, I tell you, sometimes, you know, I find myself frustrated sometimes. And God sometimes has to remind me. That's why I got you frustrated. I want to remind you who this belongs to. Well, sometimes God loves to put us in the most helpless position sometimes. So all we can do is look up and say, God, we need you. Hey, hey, that's hey, we're in the best place God wants us. Hold to God as we pursue God's holiness. As we commit ourselves to the biblical holiness of God. Not only will there be an honor to God, but a humility towards God. And then last of all, as we saw there, as Pastor Kenny so stated, how did Isaiah, how he honored God and humbled God, but also something else happened when he said, Lord, here am I, send me. We saw a heart for God. God did something with his heart. Oh, let me tell you something. Why is it so important that we pursue God's holiness? Because it honors him. It humbles us. But man, it do something to our hearts. And you know, sometimes we need that. Well, sometimes we need God. That's why it's important that in a conference like this, and in a movement like this, that we honor the holiness of God. Because, hey, we want to see men called to preach. We want to see churches planted. We want to see God get a hold of people's hearts. Hey, I tell you what, as you pursue God's holiness, he'll do it. Amen. You can't get close to the holiness of God and God not get a hold of your heart. Amen. Let me tell you something, you can't get close to God and God not get a hold of your heart. God begin to challenge your heart to commit yourself. God begin to challenge your heart to make changes. And as Pastor Aaron Gamma said last night, God get a hold of God about the right convictions. Amen. All of a sudden, boy, you get a closer hold of God, you're going to want to clean yourself up. Amen. Amen. Isaiah said, woe is me. Amen. Well, sometimes we need that. Sometimes we get on our high pedestal sometimes. Amen. And sometimes we get high and think we're somebody. And let me tell you something, when you get close to the Holy God, you realize, hey, that I'm a sinner saved by the grace of God. I'm not who I think I am. Hey, you know, hey, you've been there sometimes when you kind of, you know, you of course, you always be spiritual. You get to boasting a little bit. You get to bragging a little bit. And all of a sudden, God show you who you are. Got to do something. Boy, old Psalms 24, verse 3 and 4 say, he said, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have clean hands and a pure heart and have not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully. Amen. Oh, that's why we need the holiness of God. Hey, I tell our folks all the time, God's holiness is our measurement stick. Don't measure yourself against somebody else. Measure yourself against God. Amen. See, because the problem is, we're going to always, I'm telling you, we're going to always find those that we can measure ourselves against and say we're pretty good. Amen. Who's struggling out there right now at their church? Who's struggling? Well, you know, I'm doing pretty good. We kind of did a little bit better this past year. You know, the givers got up a little. Let me find out who's struggling. So I can see how well I'm doing. Amen. Boy, then all of a sudden, boy, you get a hold of God. And God begin to deal with you and tell you your prayer life is not the way it ought to be. Your devotion life ain't where it ought to be. Boy, you're not studying like you ought to. Amen. Amen. Boy, you're tearing folks and talking about folks. You need to close your mouth. Whew. Man, thank God for his holiness. Thank God. Hey, when you measure yourself up to him, you'll find out. Hey, God will begin to do something to your heart. Woe is me. Amen. Woe is me. We have seen the Lord in our walk. A commitment to biblical holiness. Pursuing the holiness of God. Father, we thank you.